Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local radio show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of mom, dad, grammy, grampy? How do we make wise decisions? How do we deal with stuff that's going on that even I don't understand right now? I just got an interesting email from someone. I'll share that with you. I want to share a TV show with you, a documentary that you must watch, so you should have a pencil and paper out. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about here in the first half hour. In fact, this is kind of important, and I'm going to repeat the first half hour and the second half hour, because I think there's stuff going on that you need to understand and be aware of. And a lot of us aren't sure what it is, but there's emails bouncing around, and there's something going on. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. Everything we talk about, especially today, is my opinion only and is nobody else's opinion but my opinion only, and it is my opinion. It's my opinion. So I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents such as trust, powers of attorney, etc., at your direction and request. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything here is offered as my opinion only and should never be taken as any legal, tax, or financial advice. There's a couple things I want to talk about. One is, how do you get in touch with me? I want to get that out of the way up front. I have upcoming workshops. Go to my website or call me and look for my upcoming workshops. You can always call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or you can go to assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. That's the best way. So you can look at my upcoming workshops. I have one left this month. I have two every month. So you can look ahead for the next month or so and see what my workshops are and sign up. I'm going to talk about two really important things today in this half hour. One of them is really, really important, and the other one is more important. What else do I need to tell you? Don't forget to follow me on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/assetsandaging, facebook.com/assetsandaging. You can follow me. Some of what I'm talking about today, I've already done Facebook Live videos on. You can check my Facebook page and check for my Facebook Live. And the other one I hope to get out this week is a Facebook Live, because I think it's really important. Everything I talk about here is based in real time and realness. The stuff I talk about happens to people. The people I deal with every day are bureaucrats. And bureaucrats care about bureaucratic stuff. They don't care about the person in their nursing home or assisted living or wherever it is. The people I talk to and trust care about those things. And so everything I talk about is not based on pie in the sky. It's not based on make-believe. It's not based on it's based on real people having real experiences. And if you want, if you're facing that in your family, if you're facing long-term, I just got a phone call before I started the radio show from someone who said a spouse has been in a nursing home now 5 years and they're out of money. They're out of money. There's no money left. I haven't called them back yet because I was getting ready to do the radio show. But they're out of money. It's happening to real people. And real people are suffering with this stuff. And real people are being refused nursing home. And real people are being refused hospital stays. And real people are being messed around with when it comes to admission versus observation and rehab versus long-term care and all that kind of stuff. And it impacts real people's lives. And if you don't get angry about it and if you don't start getting involved in it, and by the way, it has nothing to do with who's president. Don't let anybody tell you that. Some of this stuff goes back to Obama and before him. So this is stuff that's it's all California-based. You can thank your current legislature and your current governor for it, but it's got nothing to do with, you know, out in the ether somewhere. It's real people being impacted by real bureaucracies every single day, and not in a good way. Every single day, people are denied nursing home admittance. Every single day, people are denied admittance to a hospital. Every single day, people are losing everything. I want you to write a couple things down. The first one is, I want you to, and you may have to pay for this. I'm sorry, you may have to pay for this. Maybe it's on YouTube, I don't know. But it was referred to me by someone that I know and trust. And I'd been reading about this on news feeds, but I didn't know this documentary was out. And you need to go watch this documentary. It's called The Guardians. The Guardians. G-U-A-R-D-I-A-N-S. It's not a movie, it's a documentary. There's also, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and other movie things. This is called The Guardians. And it's about the guardianship scam and scandal in Nevada. And I want you to watch it. It's about an hour and a half long, and I'm telling you, watch it. Watch it from the beginning and watch it to the end. We have guardianships and conservatorships in California. I want you to watch it. You can make up your own mind about what you believe or what you don't believe. But it's a documentary. It's extremely well done. And it was based on stuff that started in Nevada years ago. And in fact, it has become quite a scandal there. And you just watch it. You make up your own mind about what you think you're seeing and what you think you're listening to. But watch it. It's about guardianships and primarily guardianships there. And the public guardian's office and for-profit guardians and all that kind of stuff. And you should watch it. Before people say to themselves, "I will," and when mom gets old, we'll just go do a conservatorship. Watch the documentary and then you tell me if that's a good idea. Let me know if after you've seen it, what you think a good idea is about planning and about family involvement. And all that other stuff that I talk about here all the time and I've been talking about for 30 years. It's one of the reasons why I always encourage families to come together when they come to my office. It's always why I encourage families to come to my workshops. It's why I always encourage families to be involved. And when you see this documentary, it will leave you speechless. It's on Amazon Prime. If you don't get Amazon Prime, I don't know what to tell you. I can tell you that's where it is. You may find it other places. I can't tell you. I watched it on Amazon Prime because I have Amazon Prime. I'm not pushing Amazon Prime. That's where I saw it. It may be in other places. I don't know. It's called The Guardians. And it's a documentary. It's not a movie. It's a documentary done by someone who's very talented. And when you watch it, at the end, I'm not going to tell you how you should feel, but you tell me how you feel at the end, and you tell me if that's not a motivator to get your you-know-what into one of my workshops or into my office someday. Just watch it. I'm not going to comment on it beyond watch it. It wasn't new to me, but I was still aghast at the depth of what was going on and what's going on in other states, not just Nevada. When it comes to guardianships of old people and people who aren't necessarily helpless. So I recommend it highly. Write it down. It's called The Guardians. Don't miss it. I don't have any vested interest in it other than information for my listeners and for people who are older and frail and their families. Watch it. And then tell me if you can just sit around and hope it's all going to be okay. If after watching it, you still feel that, then I feel for you and your family. And then after you watch the documentary, go on the web, you know, on the interweb, as a friend of mine says, go on the interweb and Google it a little bit and see what other stuff is available on this subject. But I highly recommend you take a look at it. My other subject for the day is Medi-Cal. There's something going on with Medi-Cal long-term care, and I just got an email from a good friend of mine who is smarter than I am even, and he said there's something going on. I think there's something going on. All of a sudden, we're getting asked for stuff that we never got asked for before. I just submitted a case. And they're asking for, I just submitted a case not long ago, and Medi-Cal asked for a copy of the mortgage statement to prove that they own the home. I'm not making that up, folks. Now, why does somebody want a mortgage statement? Why would Medi-Cal want a mortgage statement to prove you own your home? Tell me two other ways I could show whether someone owned a home. Come on, I'm listening, you know, yell it out. One is a deed. The other one is a property tax bill. Or both of those. It's not hard to get. There are lots of places you can go pull deeds. I subscribe to a service where I can go pull deeds. You can go to the county assessor's office and you can see who the owner is of any piece of property you want to look at. It's all online. So why does Medi-Cal ask for a mortgage statement? Is that, I can't find anywhere in the regulations that says they're entitled to a mortgage statement. It's not an asset, it's a debt. Why would they want to know what your mortgage statement is? I think I know, but it's going to be conjecture, and I'm not going to say it here. But I think it has to do with what your payments are versus what you claim your income is and that kind of stuff. I also don't know who they then go share that with. So why Medi-Cal would want a mortgage statement, I don't know. I also just submitted a case that got denied in 7 days. When I submitted the case, I said, more information to follow. And I got a phone call from the worker saying the case has been denied. They're over assets, over resources. So I called the worker back really fast and I said, I just put more stuff in the mail to you. I left you a message saying there was more to come. Okay. What's the hurry to deny a case in 7 days from the time they have 45 days minimum? And I can ask for an extension on the 45 days. So what's the hurry? And other people who do what I do around the state are noticing the same kinds of things. It used to be that if I sent a nursing home bill to prove that Mildred was in the nursing home, or if I sent an admission agreement to prove that Mildred was in the nursing home, that was enough. That won't do anymore. They're now asking for an MC-171. Now, let me tell you why that's important. An MC-171 is a form that the nursing home fills out. You kind of do some of it, and the nursing home does it, and they then fax it to Medi-Cal. The problem is Medi-Cal has about 153,000 different phone numbers and fax numbers. That's an exaggeration. So here's the problem. If I call up and I say, Mildred's at Shady Acres Nursing Home here in Sacramento, because one of the things they ask when you apply for Medi-Cal is what nursing home is the person in? And so I say they're in Shady Acres here in Sacramento. That's not good enough anymore. We now need the MC-171. So now the client has to go to the nursing home. And by remember, the 45 days starts when I call. They have to go to the nursing home. Hopefully the nursing home can fill out the form, and then the nursing home faxes it to the correct number. Remember, when I submit a case, we don't know who the worker is going to be. The worker is going to be assigned 2 weeks later. So by the time the worker gets assigned, If I send the MC-171, where did it go? If the nursing home, a nursing home the other day, my client said, we need this fax to Medi-Cal, and the nursing home said, well, what, we don't know what you're talking about. We don't fax these to Medi-Cal. I know for a fact they do, most of them. So now, who does the, what happened to, you know, a phone call? There's no reason why Medi-Cal can't call the nursing home and say, is Mildred there? Yeah, Mildred's here. Okay. All of this is tied up with money, folks. Trust me, this is all tied up with money. It's all tied up with money. It's all tied up with the expansion of Medi-Cal, and the state's gonna not have enough money to pay for all of this. Trust me. I read between the lines, and I read things that you guys don't read. Remember, this is all my opinion, but I've been doing this a long time, and I've learned pretty well how to read between the lines and between the cracks. Something's going on. I know nursing homes now that are openly saying we won't take Medi-Cal, long-term care Medi-Cal patients, even though it's against the law. So what's going on? Something is going on. All of a sudden, there's a big effort to slow down the process. And at the same time, speed up the process to get denials in the mail as fast as possible. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you I've been doing this for 30 years and I've done thousands of Medi-Cal cases, and the people I'm talking to have done thousands of Medi-Cal cases, and we're all going, something is changing. So stay here, keep listening over the weeks, and we'll try to keep you informed while we figure this out. But by the way, I didn't send the mortgage statement, and I got the case approved. I sent other proof that they owned a home. By the way, the client signs under penalty of perjury on the application, do you own a home? And they say yes, and we have to put, what's the address of the home? And we go, 1234 B Street, Sacramento. They have all that information. What do they need a mortgage statement for? Why do they need, I told you a couple weeks ago about an Adult County letter from 2017 that says now that they can ask for information from your children's bank accounts. You didn't believe me, but it's there. I talked about it at length. If you don't believe me, you can go look it up. It's Adult County letter 1737. And I'll read to you from the bottom of it. The requirement also authorizes DHCS, Department of Healthcare Services, to perform asset verification on the responsible relatives of aged, blind, and disabled applicants, that's somebody in a nursing home, and beneficiaries, such as parent-to-child and spouse-to-spouse relationships. That was 2 years ago. And it says, guidance on this will be issued in a further letter. I haven't found it yet. Something's going on. And you ought to pay attention to it. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Nobody else is going to talk about it. But I'm telling you, something's going on. Now let's talk about something else that's going on. Because I hear it all the time. And I've heard it more and more and more. And my clients are hearing it from nursing homes. I had a nursing home the other day. I'm not making this up. I tell you, all of this stuff comes out of real life. It's not make-believe. I had a client the other day that I got on Medi-Cal, by the way, at a $35 share cost. That's what they owe the nursing home every month. And not $10,000, $35. I got another one on Medi-Cal at no share of cost, which means they don't have to pay the nursing home anything. But one of my clients called me that I recently got on Medi-Cal, and when they told the nursing home said, and I quote, and my client took notes, so we know who said this to her, to them. Oh, by the way, if we'd known your mother was going to get, did the hospital know your mom was going to get on Medi-Cal, or dad, whoever it is, your parent? I always use mom. So did the nursing home, did the hospital know your mom was going to get on Medi-Cal? No. Well, if the hospital had known, we never would have taken them. We never would have accepted your parent, who's ill and sick and needs a nursing home, into the nursing home. And you should have told us that you were... There's no obligation on the client's part to tell the nursing home anything. In fact, you can't deny, by federal and state law, you can't discriminate based on method of payment. So whether it's private pay or Medicare or Medi-Cal, you can't discriminate based on method of payment. There's something going on, and I'm telling you, there's something going on. Now, that leads me to the last thing. And my last Facebook, my newsletter was about this. My last week Facebook Live was about this. And I'm going to talk about it here for a second. Can you get nursing homes for free? Can you get nursing homes for free? Can you get nursing homes for free? Can you keep assets and get nursing homes for free? And the answer is sometimes yes. Do you have to always spend down? Do you always have to? The answer is no. Can I get nursing homes at a reduced cost if not for free? The answer is sometimes yes. So despite what you've heard, despite what's going on, despite all the changes, again, why would the state of California for Medi-Cal need your mortgage statement? Why would the state of California not accept an admission agreement or a bill from a nursing home? They'll only take the MC-171, and the nursing homes don't even know where to send it because we don't even have a worker assigned when we submit a Medi-Cal case application. What's going on? I don't know. But I can tell you, you really should stay awake and alert and informed over the next couple weeks, because something is going on. Remember, there's approved regulations out there from 26 that are still sitting out there waiting to be implemented. They've already been approved. It's harder and harder to get a hold of a worker. It's harder and harder to get a fax number. You can't get anybody's email address. All you get most of the time is an answering machine, and every answering machine will say, "We'll return your call within 24 hours." I almost never get a returned phone call from Medi-Cal within 24 hours. I know they're all busy over there, folks, and I'm not picking on the workers, but administratively, somewhere up in DHCS, something's going on. And I don't think it bodes well, along with all the other stuff that's going on with hospitals and admission and nursing homes and rehab and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if that bodes well for anybody. The state has a program called the waiver program that helps pay for people in assisted living. You can't get on the list. The waiting list is 2 years long. Why is that? Doesn't that seem like a great alternative to nursing homes? We have plenty of money to get other people on Medi-Cal, $13 million. But seniors who need help in assisted living rather than a nurse, there's no money for them. Why is that? Why have you not asked the state legislature, the governor, why that is? Why have you not asked them why there's plenty of money for everyone else when it comes to health care, but not the aged, blind, and disabled? Why have you not asked them why somebody can get on Medi-Cal with no proof of assets if their income's low enough, but somebody in a nursing home has to not only produce income, but assets, and now I've been asked for a mortgage statement? You tell me what's going on. Because I'm not sure, but something's going on. So in the last couple minutes in this show, I would encourage you to watch the documentary, The Guardians, as I said at the beginning of the half hour. And I would also encourage you to get to one of my upcoming workshops or get into my office and make sure you're prepared for whatever's coming, because I'm telling you, something is up. I'm getting requests from Medi-Cal for things I never had requests for in 30 years and stuff that makes no sense, like mortgage statements. And yes, I have the documentation to prove they asked for a mortgage statement. I'm not making it up. So give me a call, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can just keep sitting on your you-know-what and pretend none of this is ever going to happen to you. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING. Assetsandaging.com. And also get your you-know-what into one of my workshops or into my office with your family and make sure you're ready for this. Make sure you're ready for whatever's out there in the wind. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com, or follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/assetsandaging. And listen to this show every week and my Facebook Live every week and my newsletter every week. Thanks so much for joining me on Assets and Aging. I'm going to repeat this show in the second half hour. It's important, and you need to listen to it. We'll see you in an upcoming workshop or here next week on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.